Representatives of the U.S. and Iran took turns meeting with Oman's top diplomat Friday in indirect negotiations that appear to be back to the starting point on Iran's nuclear program. After the meeting, the U.S. Representatives Steve Witkoff and Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner did not comment, but Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi said on the whole it was a good start. Footage later released by Oman's state-run news agency showed that U.S. Navy Admiral Brad Cooper, the head of the American military Central Command, also attended the meeting, something unusual that has not happened in previous rounds. It served as a reminder that the aircraft carrier USS Abraham Lincoln and other warships are now off the coast of Iran in the Arabian Sea. The talks come months after the U.S. bombed Iran's uranium enrichment sites and just weeks after nationwide protests that convulsed the Islamic Republic. Neither side gave a readout of the meeting, and about the only thing they're known to have agreed on is that they will meet again. Meanwhile, shortly after Friday's talks, the U.S. announced a new round of sanctions targeting Iran's energy sector, including penalties on oil tankers in a so-called shadow fleet that the U.S. says are used to try to evade sanctions. Friday evening, the U.S. military published photos on social media of the Lincoln carrier group sailing in the Arabian Sea with aircraft flying overhead, with the message, "Peace through strength." Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.